newlyweds mugshots. They were both charged with stealing $1,000 in food and merchandise from a supermarket in Center Hall for their wedding reception over the weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, August the 25th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, KCNR1460.com, and you can jump into our chat room. I'm sure people are in there. Our computer's just warming up because Bad Bob is back.
Yes, and...
Bad Bob.
Something I learned about... Well, good morning, Bad Bob. I'll make my comment after you say your first piece.
And good morning. I am so posting a picture of you two to my Facebook page right this second. You guys look great.
Well, we are totally dressed in our Harley gear. But anyway, let's talk about your day yesterday just a little bit.
Yeah, describe the whole thing.
I had a procedure which meant about my age. It's like a rite of passage for
middle
age. They
put a pipe up your pooper. Come on.
They involve rubber gloves.
Yeah. The folks down there at the, Dr. Reddy and his people down there are highly professional, and they made sure that I understood what was going on, even the parts I didn't care to understand. But professional folks down there.
Did you get to watch it?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Because some people are not... You get told they're going to put you off in kind of la-la land.
Mm-hmm.
Untrue.
Really?
I was more aware of what was going on than I really wanted to be. But on the other hand, it was fascinating, the technology involved that they can do now with these television cameras and things and the diagnostic tools that are available to our society.
Did you have to have like a photo taken and so you can blow it up and have doctors sign it?
No, 8.5 by 11, suitable
was
for
Brenda
framing.
Was Brenda taping it for later, for a later
no,
show?
They would not let her anywhere near, although she wanted to go look at the the procedure out of scientific curiosity.
Yes.
And they said, no, that ain't going to work. But the doctor went over all the things, and it looks like I got a little while longer to run on this, on this racetrack. So.
Oh, that's really
okay.
Cool.
That's great.
Well, I was going to say something, but I know that's
don't even say there. Okay, let's talk about weather instead.
Good morning and welcome. And yes, of course, we're dressed. That's why he said, I can't wait to post a picture of the two of you. We're dressed and we're ready to go. The Harley is out in front.
It's ready.
And we're ready. You'll be hearing the engines rev up here about 8:45, and a group of us are heading to Yosemite. And the trip has been planned. We're not really sure, and that's a nice thing about it, you know. So we are going to...
Snooki's not happy, but Snooki has her buddy that stays with her the whole weekend.
She has actually a crew.
In fact, she's got a crew. You're right. There's two or three people that stay there over the weekend.
Just say, can I please come over so I can play with her? We're looking at 67 currently, if you're just tuning in here on KCNR. It's going to be hot today with a high of 96. Mostly clear this evening, 64 degrees. Hey, what you don't want to miss is the Tobacco and Brew Cigar Expedition tonight. You can head out to Tobacco and Brew and what's the name of the brand? I'm sorry.
Oliva.
Oliva.
And they've got their experts there. They're going to come in and talk about it, talk about how to pick a great cigar. They're going to have giveaways. They're going to have raffles. They're going to have great stuff there. It's hosted by Joe and Shelley.
Yeah, and if you've ever been fascinated about, you know, cigar makers or people who represent cigars, it's really fun to go in and just, if you don't like to be around cigar smoke, of course you have to go in and then run out, but you know, it's still it's a great night tonight at the Tobacco Brew. Hey, let's go to Rocky live on the line. Welcome to our good morning show. What's going on?
Oh, Rocky.
Oh, good morning, guys.
You're on, Rocky. We're just prattling on here waiting for the big news from you.
Not quite the
on.
NQ he was looking for.
Rocky Henderson from Wells Fargo.
Let's hear about it.
All right, well, here we go. stock index futures suggest a steady to slightly lower open for the major averages, with Apple weighing on the NASDAQ after Steve Jobs announced his resignation as chief executive for health reasons. A new economic report was no help. Initial jobless claims were higher than expected the latest week. New claims climbed 5,000 to 417,000. Analysts were looking for 405,000 new claims. Dow is now down 27 points at 11,294, NASDAQ down 10 points, 2,457, and the S&P 500 now down half a point at 1,177. Oil's up 89 cents to $86 a barrel. Gold now down $23.05 at $1,727, and silver up 4 cents, $39.69 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Bank of America is up $1.20 to $8.18, and IBM up $1.17 at $167.93 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Rocky, thanks a lot. You know, I understand yesterday was like gold's biggest drop in the futures in a long time.
I know.
It was $100 off.
And Steve Jobs leaving and everything. Hey, coming up after the break.
After the break.
You know, something that we have been hearing about and been looking
into.
We've
been involved in this thing.
I don't know. We're going to wait to hear from you. How disturbed are you over the fact that there may be a plea bargain deal?
In the Martinez case. So I noticed that the chat room's already loaded up with comments about that. I know, and apparently the mother feels very upset about this. So Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 is 7-11, August the 25th.
Lucky.
It's going to be hot today. This is Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. With me is cats' rights advocate Timothy Olitter on the topic of cats.
I want cats to question their humans. Dogs drool, cats rule.
Hear, hear.
We cats, we know who we are and feel comfortable in our own fur. And we would never hold fundraising events like dogs do.
Are you saying cats are aloof?
I'm saying cats make great companions too.
Cats count. Visit Haven Humane Society from 11 to 5. Monday through Saturday.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Microphone. Boy, I tell you what, that sucked the brains right out of Bad Bob.
7:14 in the morning. That's okay. You can be a little slow.
You can be a little slow today.
Sure, a little timid some places.
And you're sitting on a pillow, too. What's going on there, Bad Bob?
Well, you know, we got to find that fine line between stuff you don't want to go on the air. In other words, what goes on during the break and the stuff we do want to go on.
That's
the
why
air.
You have to keep the microphones off. Yeah, I got
that.
Speaking of puckering your behind.
Oh, prison officials are promising review of high security cells. Seems like there's a barrage of criticism about how California inmates are being treated inside high security detention areas. Anyway, they had a hunger strike out of Pelican Bay, sped to 6,000 inmates. Frankly, I think it's a way of cutting back on how much it costs per prisoner per year, if you think about it. You know, crackers, salty. Give them MREs. Come on, just give them stuff that Marines and soldiers eat in the field.
They should be.
Then there'll be the riots that there should be.
They should be fans of Sheryl Crow. Don't you remember she used to say two squares per wipe?
That's it. Because this
one
thing that they're
green.
Saying is that they're being treated poorly, that the guards are decided to skip allow, or they skipped allowing inmates for time to shower, refuse to provide toilet paper or deliver medicine on schedule. I wonder if that has anything to do with maybe things that the prisoners were doing or anything. Of course not. The prisoners are perfect. They just happen to be there by an accident.
We are going to have a whole segment when we bring in an expert who was in the prison system for 25 years.
Right.
And let it rip. But anyway, so next, let's talk about what we did before
okay.
we went to break.
That's right.
Had to just go there.
It appears that a front page of the Record Searchlight, it appears that the DA is going to offer a deal to Christian Schauman, the guy that killed Adam Martinez with that punch in a bar. It appears that the DA wants to offer him a plea bargain, and however, Jane Hindman, the 51-year-old mother of Adam Martinez, on Wednesday, said she, as she unveiled that she's the one that told the details of the plea bargain, said she that's going to be offered Friday to the man, is that she wants justice, she wants a trial, she wants this man to stand in front of 12 people. And explain to them in public.
Wouldn't you?
In public, what was his reasoning for going over and killing her son? I mean, that's not what it says in there, but that's what she's feeling. She wants him to stand in front of her and her family and the family of Adam Martinez and say to them and apologize to them. And even then, it will allow them to tell him the impact, his blow, his fatal punch that he threw, the impact that he has had on their family. And you have to stand there in court as everybody goes through it over and over and over again, as they do in court, and say, and have everybody testify, have everybody there, and then to be found guilty. That is what she wants. And then she wants him to be sentenced. And then she wants him to go to jail, to have his freedom taken away for a long period of time. That's what she wants. And I'm sure many others are like that.
She wants him punished.
She wants him punished.
But she wants him we can't speak for her, but my point is...
She doesn't want his death.
There's a process.
Yeah, she doesn't want his death. But
I'm just saying there is a process. I can only imagine a mother to have had her son taken away, and everybody who knew Adam Martinez said he was this darling... young man that was moving forward. He's very clean and involved in the community. When I say clean, meaning he had good intentions. Did a lot of things for people. Very involved in the community, fundraising, so on and so forth. But then to have his life suddenly taken away, I think, really, I mean, it just on some level, the justice, you want the justice to be, you stand before me and give me, this is my son. Give me, let me hear what was in your mind when with the process of the 10 steps or how many ever steps that you went across the room and your throw punch was a fatal wound to my son. I mean, I understand that.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is, and we've got to look at it, is, you know, Steve Carlton said he was going to look at the case. He never said he would try the case. And he made that real clear, because he was on our show several times, and this was a question that always come up. He said, I will look into the case. I'll reopen it if I think that there's reason to. He looked at it, and Steve Carlton kept his word. He reopened the case, and they were going to try the case. However, plea bargains are done all the time. If you remember when our public defender was in here, and Jeff told us that like 90% of all cases that come through the system are plea bargained. 90%. Now, they're looking at, the DA's looking at this, okay, we're going to take him to court. This is going to take so much, you know, so much time, so much effort, so much money. And then there's always, always that chance that one person sits on that jury and says, you know what? Looks like self-defense to me. That's what it means. This is what the definition of it is, and that's what he did, no matter what we think. So when it gets down to it, this is what I think that the family needs to take a look at. Is it something where there's a plea bargain and Shulman goes to jail for a period of time? Or do you want that jury trial? And then at one point, then when it becomes more, how much more, you know, does the family need? I understand it, but how much more does it need? We've got to take a break here, but come on, give us a call. Tell us what you think. Do we need that trial? Does, you know, is that what we need? Do we need a reckoning here? This is Free Fire Radio.
Is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR.
Yeah.
I was in rhythm.
Okay.
67 degrees right now. It's going to be high today of 97, and we have a morning full of guests, and right now we just want to embrace you and thank you for all that you do. And Bob Dunlap, Director of Veterans Affairs. I mean, what's the official title? I always wonder.
A County Veteran Service Officer.
County Veteran Service Officer. Well, you're officer. The man. Yeah. Officer.
Okay, now, you came in here with, last week we hit on something, now this week you've got something else to talk about.
Yeah, this week, and I want to talk about homeless veterans just really quickly, and it's usually a dour, sad type of topic because there's not really help involved, but California has the largest population of homeless veterans in the United States, and that's probably because we have the highest number of veterans in the United States. And usually there's not a whole lot of hope on the horizon, but there's a couple of things that we're working right now that are going to bring a glimmer of hope to a lot of our homeless veterans. And number one is that the Vietnam Veterans of California sought for and received a grant from the VA for $1 million to help end homelessness of veterans in Northern California. And we're talking in the Redding area. So on the 1st of September, 10 o'clock, 280 Hempstead, which is Jim Nielsen's office, Wally Herger's office, that same building there. The Redding Veterans Resource Center is going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony to open their new office there. And they are going to provide some almost immediate help to five or six homeless veterans and those families. There's going to be some help for the families in paying some of those important bills, the mortgage, the rent, some utilities, to keep them from going homeless. Very, very excited about that news, and it's just a sigh of relief. Finally, there might be some help very soon for a lot of our homeless veterans. And we're working on a couple other projects that are going to provide help for a few more veterans, maybe 15 or 16. And we're working with a nonprofit organization to acquire property and help between a dozen and 15 or so veterans with homes. And we're really excited about that part of it.
Well, that's fabulous. I mean,
yeah.
This is like good news. I mean, there's
great news.
There's been
since we were ignored
that
on the HUDs and everything from the VA, so this came in differently. Okay, now we've only got a couple minutes left. There's something else too. The governor has appointed a commission to look into veterans.
Well, that's exactly right. This was announced yesterday. Governor Brown creates a California Interagency Council on Veterans. And through this proclamation, a very formal type of thing, he identifies all the members of the panel, and they're going to meet and talk about homeless veterans issues. But really, as a veteran service officer, my feeling is we could use that money down here at the grassroots level. And
here's what I say about that. We already have 10 organizations that do that. We have them to talk about veterans all the time. We talk about it at the state level. We talk about it at the county, the city level. And so these guys are just going to talk about it. And how much money are they being paid? How much money is put into that one when they could just be giving that money to the VA Department of California, or better yet, right down to the county offices? You know what? Every time a politician forms a committee, service goes downhill. It's their way of avoiding it.
Yeah, and they give some incredible statistics about it. Approximately 25% of Gulf War II veterans have disability that's connected to their military service, compared to 13% of all other veterans. 35% of veterans in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom have sought mental health care from the VA clinic, and they've been diagnosed with mental health disorders. A lot of folks need help out there, so the help really from the governor is saying, we're going to create this panel and talk about it.
Well, you've heard what I think about that.
Well, thank you for your service anyway. You're
and
so
thanks
diligent
for coming in.
And
you know what? I'm really
work.
Happy. Okay.
And there are some good things here.
Yeah. When does that office open?
Okay. The 1st of September. It's 280 Hempstead.
We're going to talk about it before
10 o'clock.
Then.
And we'll have some more coming on that.
Great.
Thank you, Bob Dunlap.
Bob Dunlap.
All right. You have a great weekend.
Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Before we go, we want to also say that our prayers here at KCNR and Carl and I are with Peter Crawford's family. We know many people, how he was such a leader in the community, and he was very young, vibrant, with a wonderful, loving family, so involved with a positive energy and love in his heart. And so God took him quickly, and we keep his family and all the people close to him in our prayers.
When we come back, we'll have Yvonne Preston and from Red Cross. We got some things we need to talk about there. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox Business Network, the opening bell kicked off today's session with a sea of green, but at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in a sea of red. Shares of Bank of America are skyrocketing after announcing Berkshire Hathaway will invest $5 billion into the troubled bank. Bank of America has been under fire recently on concern it needs to raise capital and would have trouble doing that. Berkshire's chairman and CEO, Warren Buffett, he says Bank of America is a strong, well-led company. Apple stock is taking a downturn following news its chief executive has resigned. Steve Jobs announced he will no longer serve as the company's CEO, but will stay on as chairman of the board. COO Tim Cook, who has overseen the day-to-day operations since Jobs went on medical leave last January, he'll take over. And weekly jobless claims unexpectedly rose last week, pushed higher by the recent strike of Verizon communications workers. 417,000 more Americans joined the unemployment line. That's more than what economists had forecasted. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
The Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. Everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the triathlon prep camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great, I have some envelopes to mail.
The post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food, that's a much better idea.
Please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We're so happy to have you here this morning. With the temperatures at 67 degrees right now, we're looking at a high of 98. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Saturday night, Holly Day. Holly Day is going to be on the deck. And she is a wonderful singer, songwriter, pianist. She plays guitar and she has a voice like an angel. So from 6:30 to 9:30, 474-5546. How you get reservations. Currently 7:35 in the morning.
Yes, and our guest for this segment, we're going to be talking about how fire hurts. It's Red Cross. It's our Reading, and last time I said police, but it's not. It's the fire chief.
Chief Crichton.
Chief and Kevin Yvonne. Crichton.
And welcome Yvonne to the program this morning.
From morning. Red Cross. Good morning.
Thank you.
So, lean in there a little bit closer there, Yvonne. And, okay, what's this about?
This is the Red Cross new campaign to bring awareness to the community about house fires and how devastating they are to families who lose absolutely everything in a moment's notice. The Red Cross has put this campaign together because we have spent in Shasta County this last year almost $20,000 helping victims of a house fire. Every 8 minutes on an average, Red Cross responds to a house fire. And these are not just adults, these are children too. And it's devastating. They lose everything. In a blink of an eye, they have to start over. We spend an average of $157 per person financially to help them start again. That's not a lot of money. I don't know, the last time you had $157 in your pocket, how fast that really goes. It's not a lot of money. So the Red Cross is looking for sponsors and looking for donations. We're in a crisis mode right now. As every nonprofit is, we are
crisis mode as far as
tightening our belt.
Funds that are available in case of an emergency. Well, I know that I will share with you that a few times in my history I've done fundraisers, and that's something that that's a great the North State here they're very generous people. And it's like, I take a dollar from me and give two to you kind of mentality that we have here. And my personal testimony with the Red Cross, of course, was the Weaverville, the Trinity County Fire, when 299 was closed, I don't know what, 6 or 7 years ago. And that's the first time I'd experienced coming into the hotel, I can't remember what it is, I don't know if it was the Weaverville Inn, Victorian Inn, and the cots were there, the dog food was there, the hot food was there, the priest was there, the minister was there, the situation for all of those people that have evacuated when the fire was coming down the hill. You could watch it. And I thought to myself, people that work the Red Cross, these were angels that were coming in this kind of work, because this happens all the time. And like you said, well, Chief, a fire in the North State, we've been fortunate this year, but in general, a fire will occur about every what?
It really depends. In the city of Reading, we had 93 residential structure fires last year. So if you want to put it on average, you can say one every 4 days for us here in the city. So when you look at that, and with the type of materials we have today and how much quicker and how much faster we see a fire going, people have a lot less time and, you know, they can get caught. And one of the big things that we see is, especially with renters, is a lot of times renters don't realize that the homeowner, even though they may have insurance covering their structure, it doesn't cover their contents. So a lot of times when we're on fires that are involving homeowners, and homeowners insurance is very cheap, but you know, when you look at it comparatively, it's a fairly small amount. But so we see a lot of people that do not have insurance. But it's also not uncommon on a structure fire where you see something, a fire that moves very rapidly. Even people with insurance, a lot of times, you know, they don't have medications. They have access to nothing. You know, they may not have made it out of the house with even their driver's licenses and things. And those are, you know, and what's nice about the Red Cross program is the fact that it doesn't matter whether they have insurance or anything. They're there to help them and assist them in that initial time frame, which can really be key to someone that's just gone through a tragedy like that. And
so we're talking about a new campaign called Fire Hurts, Red Cross Helps. And you will, you know, there's some statistics here. We need to take a break, or should we go over some of the statistics before we go to the break?
No, we can get the statistics.
Okay, so something, that I'll do the first two, and then did you know that a gift of $1,000, if you, I know we're all going through times of, oh boy, my portfolio just went down or whatever, but if you're still thinking in terms of people tithe in different ways, if you know what I'm saying. A gift of $1,000 or more provides emergency food, clothing, and shelter for a family that has lost everything. $1,000. A gift of $500 buys a day's worth of emergency food and shelter for a family of six. That's wonderful. Yvonne, let's go down the list.
$250 buys new bed linens, pillows, and towels for a family. When the Red Cross shows up, we give them a comfort kit. We give them a blanket. But in the comfort kit, there's a toothbrush, basic hygiene products, a washcloth. But when you're standing there in rubble, it's not enough. You know, you've got to calculate in all the little things, and like pillows and blankets and linens when you start again. $100 buys a family of four groceries for 1 week. I don't think that's enough. $100 doesn't get you for a family of four very far these days, but
it helps.
It helps. It's a starting point.
This is a nice breakdown. I think this is really informative for our listeners here.
$75 replaces prescription medicine. People don't realize you just don't have time. You know, they're in the cupboard. They might be in multiple places in the home, and they're gone. Totally gone.
This is again, you know, we're going to take a break here. But this is, again, if there's any way that somebody could put together a go bag that's in a room that that you could just reach, grab, and go with, medicine and, you know, some things, you know. But how many times, you know, the fire could break out and you're on the other side of the house and the main thing is getting everybody out. But
absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Got to take a break. We're talking with the Red Cross, Carl and DeBott. We're talking to Red Cross at Fire Hurts. It's a Red Cross, new Red Cross program here. Chief Crichton's with us, Yvonne Preston from the Red Cross here in Reading. We're going to take a quick break and come back and finish talking up about this.
Excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Guinness New Life. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the State Fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
And now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
My fair Juliet, I am here beneath the balcony.
Oh, that I could be in your arms and fulfill your every desire.
Hold that thought. I'm on my way. I'll just climb up this trellis here.
Do be careful, my sweet. 'Tis perilous to climb amongst the brambles.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks?
Romeo? Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Ouch.
Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog. Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, 745 in the morning. Chat pack. Hugs.
Welcome back. It's 67 degrees, August the 25th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They're having that big event tonight. They're having Olivia Cigars. Manufacturer's going to be there. They're going to be talking about how to pick a good cigar. They're introducing new products. They're doing all that. They have raffles. They have special prices. It's a, you know, there'll be food there, I believe. It's a type of, you know, come on down, sit down. It's always been well received before when they come through. And again, in September, they're going to be having a cigar rolling class. You can go in there and just roll your own. I think that's pretty cool. I've never done that before. Maybe we can come in, and you can come in, honey, and I can roll a cigar on your thigh.
Yeah, and
like they do in Cuba.
The which is kind of like a virgin Cuban cigar or something. Like, anyway, never mind. So Espresso Joe's, we're going to switch this. Espresso Joe's inside, and of course, they're, through the month of August, is Oreo Blast 350. Fabulous coffee drink there for you. We have been having a wonderful conversation this morning. Very informative. Fire Hurts is the new Red Cross Helps campaign. And some of the things that we were talking about, I know you, our listeners, love statistics. And a couple things that we talked about at the break I think are really important to bring forth into our live conversation here now, such as, Chief, let's talk about, you had talked about the general homeowner within their home. What are the statistics with, in that lifetime of that home, how many fires?
NFPA recently released a study, and one of the things that they shared in that study is the chances of having a cooking fire in your home, and that the average citizen averages three throughout their lifetime. Now, they may not be reported fires, but they are fires that maybe they took care of on their own. And it's a fairly startling number. And 1 in 10 of us will have a reportable cooking fire in our home at some point. So it's really important to make sure you take proper precautions in your home and you don't leave cooking items unattended. Make sure you have an extinguisher nearby, know how to use it. Don't wear loose clothing when you're working around your stove and things like that, because we'll see a lot of times also people that become involved in a fire working around, especially with gas appliances and things, maybe have loose clothing and things are working, not thinking about it, and drape their sleeve across the stove and it ignites. So it's a real hazard. And one of the things that I always talk, you know, want to make sure I remind people of is make sure you have working smoke detectors, because when you're asleep, that's the one thing that can alert you early and hopefully give you enough time to escape if you have a fire.
Do you have a, I know you guys are all really busy, but do you have a branch of your organization that for a fee will come out and check everybody's, or make an appointment so you can say, okay, I'm going to come and do a search through your home to see, A, you're missing this, B, that battery's not working?
You know, we're very short-staffed, but it is something if someone's having a difficult time, and there's a lot of information that we can provide people as far as things to look for. It's making sure you have working smoke detectors. You want to have one in every sleeping area, every level of your home on it. Have at least a 2A 10BC extinguisher. Make sure that they're certified, that you check them. And make sure that they're within a range, have them, you know, maintain them based on what the manufacturer's recommendations are. So a lot of that thing is, you know, make sure you don't store your flammables in appropriate areas and things like that.
And what would those be, for instance?
Your fuel. Make sure you have it in a safety can Don't store it. Don't fuel things inside your garage, especially most newer construction. They require the gas appliances to be 18 inches off the floor, but some of our older places aren't. So, you know, you'll see people that come in and do fueling and stuff, and our gasoline vapors run low to the ground, and they find an ignition source at a
hot water heater,
and next thing you know, you have a fire.
Okay, is it true? I want to clear this up. Yes or no? Is that when you have a rag that has been maybe sopped up or cleaned and has oil residue on it, that even can be household appliance, is that combustible?
Yes, it can be. And one of the things we're seeing, there's a lot of the newer cooking oils, for an example. We've actually seen fires in commercial occupancies where they'll take and they'll clean, wipe the oil off with it. They'll run it through a washing machine,
right,
maybe two or three times, gets into a dryer, and next thing you know, we have a dryer fire due to that. So
you really need to be
careful with those type of,
wow,
of things. And the biggest problem is any time you have rags, linseed oil, and some of the newer vegetable oils that are impregnated, if they're not, you want to lay them out flat and things, because what happens is when they have the ability to sit there for a while and they're balled up or something, or there's other things around them, you can get spontaneous combustion. They can heat to the point of which they'll ignite.
That is just like probably the most valuable information, because we know that there's oils when you're cleaning guns, and there's oil when you're, cleaning around your car, or residue, or even, you know, again, I like to talk about your cooking oil, because we all talked about at the break what it is when you burn pine nuts and you oil out your frying pan and then leave your, you know, I mean, this can happen to anyone who, frying your frying pan and cooking, frying your fish or whatever that is that we like to do when we camp.
And one of the best things to do is make sure you don't leave those things unattended. A lot of times someone will start something on the stove, they'll have oil on it, they'll turn the burner on and walk away, and overheats and ignites. And
yeah, and sometimes people will, you know, put something in the oven, you know, those prepackaged things, and leave the plastic on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the easiest things, if you, you know, when you have a fire like that, if you don't have extinguisher available, if you've got a cooking tin, a cookie sheet or something, just slide it over it to keep the...
Oh, good.
Smother it. You know, we've been out and unfortunately seen people try to throw flour onto a fire, thinking that's cooking fire. And now, you know, flour is a dust. And,
okay.
It's a very combustible dust.
So give us a quickie.
Because I've heard that before, put flour on it.
Do not put flour on it.
What do we do, you guys, if there's a fire in the oven and you come in and all of a sudden there's flames inside the oven? What do we do?
Shut it off and leave it closed and call us. So you don't want to open it, because essentially it's going to be contained in that. And as long as you leave the oven closed, hopefully it'll be sealed and it'll start to die down. But it's still important to call us, because it's most likely can overheat, especially if it's a built-in oven.
You want to take the heat source away from it.
Hey, we're talking to Chief Crichton. Great information. And Yvonne Preston, thank you. We have a couple more things to go over here. It's the new campaign, Fire Hurts, Red Cross Helps.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, we talk about everything important. Your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Ow!
Welcome back.
Get on.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said I could talk.
I didn't say I couldn't go. Ow!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. August 25th, it is 60-something degrees out there, 68 degrees. Our guest, Yvonne Preston, of the Red Cross, and Reading Fire Chief Kevin Crichton. How are you doing today?
Good.
We're here talking about the new program, Fire Hurts, Red Cross Helps. Okay, just got a couple minutes left. What can people do? One thing is Red Cross needs help. Red Cross gets by, it doesn't get any money from the government, is that
that's
correct?
That's right.
Not one cent.
Right.
Everything else you go out there, there's, you know, they're sucking at the government nipple. But Red Cross, who does so much, does it strictly on donations.
That's right. Private donations are vital to our organization. We survive on 97% of our staff is, of course, volunteers. We have volunteers in every county who respond to house fires. But the private donations are essential to our survival right now. It's getting tough to meet the needs of our community members.
You all spent $40-something thousand a year just in two counties.
Well, that's right, just in two counties alone. Over that, that's right.
Okay, so how can people get involved? You need volunteers and you need donations. Now,
that's right.
Donations, is that also clothing and things like that? No, this is just cash.
That's right. You can go in. Please look for the banners around town. We have Fire Hurts banners that are popping up around town. Businesses are coming on board and helping sponsor. Right now at Premier West, you can go in to the bank and you can give a donation there for the next 2 weeks. And I'd also like to say a special thank you to Chief Crichton, who's the chairman of this campaign. He's been nice enough to come on and move around the community with me and bring awareness to house fires.
Chief Crichton, thank you so much. And, of course, at the end of this, a gift of $25, when you think about how we spend a $25 or more, provides emergency personal hygiene items and one fresh change of clothes at the scene of a fire. That is a pretty phenomenal thing right there, like you're saying. And in a moment of distress, to have someone help you with your dignity, with your fear of, oh my gosh, and to have that human compassion is a huge thing.
That's right. Yes, distress is exactly right. That's a good word to use.
Closing thoughts. We have about 30 seconds.
One of the things I would just like to say is how important this program is to us and to emergency responders, because you know, when the fire, once the fire is out, we're still dealing with a lot of emotions, especially on the the individual side that was involved in that, and being able to help to tie them in with someone that can provide some assistance to them. People just don't understand how big that service is and how much of a benefit it is to us as a community to have that, to be able to tie them in with someone that can help them through some of those tough times initial. Because when you've lost especially when you've lost everything, you know, the amount of things that come down to them, it's hard to comprehend for someone that's never been involved in that before.
It is. Everything's gone.
Well, thank you for your service again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, we'll have you back on, of course, when we want to support the banners. Fire hurts, Red Cross helps.
That's right. Hey, thank you so much for being here. Our guest in the next hour is going to be Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman Nielsen, Senator LaMalfa, Senator Gaines have been on this week, so now Assemblyman Nielsen, so we can talk a little bit about what he sees happening there in Sacramento and what he sees in future of redistricting and realignment. That'll be after the break. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Get out by tomorrow. That's what coastal residents are being told in Dare County, North Carolina.
Take this storm very seriously.
Governor Beverly Perdue, vacationers fleeing in droves today. Hurricane Irene on track to hit there Saturday.
And then making a landfall, we think, across portions of Long Island Sunday night into Monday, perhaps as a strong Category 1, and that's going to cause some major damage.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Irene, a Category 3, pounding the Bahamas.
Here in Nassau, we're getting reports downtown of power lines down, roads that are impassable.
Fox's Phil Keating out in the storm.
Some of the other islands in the southeastern Bahamas really got reports out of there are township settlements actually just wiped out.
Gaddafi is still in Libya. His spokesman telling AP he's still leading the fight against the rebels. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wenklin on the Libya-Tunisia border live.
And Dave, this fighting near Muammar Gaddafi's former headquarters in Tripoli. Some involved saying they believe someone like Gaddafi himself might be inside. Meanwhile, I'm at a Libyan border crossing. Many families coming out, aid going in the past hour. A medical team from the United Arab Emirates. And a few hours from now, the United Nations Security Council votes on lifting a Libyan asset freeze. Dave?
Alistair, Dick Cheney's been outspoken as former vice president now. He's ready to fire more shots in an upcoming book. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Cheney, who many see as the driving force behind the Iraq war, also urged military action against Syria. In his new memoir obtained by the New York Times, Cheney says he urged then-President Bush to attack a Syrian nuclear facility, but he says he stood alone, other advisors gun-shy after the erroneous intelligence that had been used to justify the Iraq war. Israel eventually did the job. In another tidbit, Cheney says he kept a resignation letter ready just in case his heart troubles forced him to step down. Dave?
Mike, on Wall Street, another sell-off. The Dow down 116 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes, day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find great deals on Fram at Walmart.
The White House is reportedly looking into other ideas to try to help boost the housing market, which is still weak and flooded with foreclosures.
31% of homes sold in the second quarter had bank foreclosures, or soon would have. That was down slightly from the first quarter, but way above a year ago. Rick Sharga of the website Realty Track says,
as long as you have very high percentages of home sales represented as distressed properties, it means that the housing market continues to be somewhat weak.
On the other hand, Sharga says high percentages also mean the backlog of distressed properties is shrinking, which must happen for the housing market to recover. Sharga says there's a 2 to 3 year backlog. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Well, days after the earthquake felt up and down the East Coast, Virginia got shaken up with a magnitude 4.5 aftershock early this morning.
Especially for a slow aftershock sequence like this one, for a 5.8, we have not seen that many aftershocks. We would definitely expect to see more.
Rafael Abreu with the U.S. Geological Survey. Tuesday's quake did some damage to homes around the epicenter and to the Washington Monument and the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Apple down a little on Wall Street, about 2%, with its stock down at its icon of a leader who created the iPhone and iPod is out.
The announcement of Steve Jobs' resignation as CEO has a lot of people talking about health. Jobs' health, for one.
I can't see how this is anything but related to the fact that he's been extremely ill for a long time.
Jobs is a cancer survivor and has had a liver transplant. As for the health of the company, Jason Snell, editorial director at Macworld, notes the new CEO is the old COO, Tim Cook.
This is the team Steve Jobs has built over the last 15 years, really.
Jobs didn't give a reason for resigning, only writing in a letter that he can no longer perform his duties. However, he will stay on as board chairman.
That's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot. 805, August the 25th, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you hop onto that, you can get into our chat room and join our mini chatters that are in there, our chat pack, as we call them.
Currently 71 degrees, and we're going to have a temperature that's soaring today into 96 with a mostly clear evening of around low in the 64.
Okay, and, you know, we're joined today by our assemblyman, Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carl Linda in North State, California.
Yes.
Well, how are you doing today, Jim?
Well, we're just coasting right along into the last couple of weeks of session. We'll just hope that no harm gets done by the legislature in the next 2 weeks to the people of California.
Oh, my gosh.
No harm?
Sorry,
that's good.
As optimistic a projection as I can offer you today. There's some dumb bills hovering out there, including getting rid of life without parole for juvenile special circumstance murderers. That's disturbing.
Well, let's start with that one. What exactly is that?
Well, it's been back 3 years in a row, and I've led the debate 3 years in a row. A juvenile offender who commits a crime that, if an adult, would have gotten them on death row are sentenced to life without possibility of parole. And now there are those, and they're even picketing, of all things, around the Capitol to support this, that a juvenile offender are sweet darlings. They keep calling them our children, kids. They're vicious murderers in the worst of ways, our kids, and that they should be given a second chance. So they should not be sentenced to life without possibility of parole, but rather life with possibility of parole, so they could be found suitable and released to society someday. That's a travesty of justice, and it denies victims and citizens the only thing they can have when they are victimized, and that is justice.
Well, it seems like if somebody does a crime that's that heinous and they understand the ramifications of what they're doing, then the punishment could fit that, should fit that. Are they saying that if somebody does something when they're 16 or 17 that 30 years from now they should be paroled, or 20 years, or is there a set day or something?
Saying that, yes, they should. They could be rehabilitated and they can be changed.
Well,
that's discounting and ignoring the gravity of the crime that they did and the consequences for that crime. That's why you have progressive sentencing implications for worse and worse crimes that people commit.
Yeah. Well,
we also have a bill that'll hopefully die, but it may not, to get rid of the death penalty entirely in California.
And what do you think about that one?
Well, I obviously have fought that for decades. The death penalty is a just sentence. When I witnessed the execution of Daryl Keith Rich several years ago, my last really official act as chairman of the Board of Prison Terms, I came out and the press swarmed around me and said, Senator, you've just watched the execution of Darrell Keith Rich. What do you feel? I said, death penalty is a just sentence and tonight justice has been done. And they wanted more. I said, nope, that says it all. It is a just sentence and justice needs to be done.
You know, and I agree with that. However, we're seeing that in the last three that have died on California death row have been, I believe, from old age.
Well, and that's because protracted litigation. And the people who say, and I conduct a seminar every October for the Ag Leadership Program on the death penalty at San Quentin, and I have people who are against the death penalty. One Michael Lawrence, who leads the Death Penalty Appellate Project, a fine man. I respect him enormously, and he's spent his whole life trying to get people off of death row and getting rid of the death penalty. I respect him as a human being. I disagree with him on this issue. And I always kid him. You know, he says, well, life without parole is a worse sentence. And I said, wait a minute, Michael. I said, the minute the death penalty is eliminated, you will go to work trying to get rid of life without possibility of parole. And he smiles, amen. In other words, there's no such thing as a life without possibility of parole. Litigation can end that. Changing in legislation can end that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're going to take a break, but before we do that, we're going to go to Wells Fargo for our business minute, and after that, we'll go into our break and then come on back with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Rocky, good morning.
Just turned moderately lower in early trading as the market weighed good news on Bank of America.
Jimmy's
concerns about Apple's future and uncertainty about Fed policy.
Jimmy's still with me.
Warren Buffett gave the financial sector a positive jolt when he announced his Berkshire Hathaway company will invest $5 billion in Bank of America. And Apple dropped $8.06 to $368.28 after Steve Jobs announced his resignation as chief executive for health reasons. Dow is currently down 144 points at 11,179, NASDAQ down 35 points, 2,432, and the S&P 500 down 10 points at 1,167. Oil's dropped $1.71 to $83 a barrel, gold down $12.16 at $1,738, and silver up 44 cents at $40.15 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Bank of America is up 83 cents at $7.81, and Netflix now up $3.04 to $218.74 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, thanks, Rocky. Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back from that, we'll be with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, I'm Carl on the bot. 8:15 in the morning, August the 25th, 71 degrees out there, and our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Welcome back, Assemblyman Nielsen.
Gotcha. Let's make sure we talk about the old infamous fire fee, too, today sometime.
Oh, you know what? That is just, you know, you just really know how to tweak me, don't you there, Jim? We talked about
I get a little tweaked about it, too.
Well, you know, the latest...
Infuriated is the term I would apply to myself.
It sets me on fire. Anyway, I understand is that they've reduced the $150 fee to $90, as in this is going to be some way makes it nicer.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely thing. And do you realize, now they've come out with some analysis of it, and half of the money that all of us in state responsibility areas, and that includes me, are going to be paying will be spent on prevention? No. Administration, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, I had a meeting yesterday with the director. And by the way, Cal Fire, they got this dumped in their lap. They didn't invite it. So I feel for them. I surely do. And the rank and file firefighters out there don't like it. And I believe that the people at the top don't either. But, you know, they can't say anything about that because they work for the governor. But that said, the amount of administrative costs have not yet even been determined. They will be even greater because there has got to be an appeals process. And guess what? Some state employee has got to conduct that proceeding. So we're going to have a whole bunch of what are called ALJs, administrative law judges, conducting appeals hearings for almost every property owner who rightly should appeal.
Well, that makes it real fair.
Oh, it's great. I have taken the position, Carl, Linda, that this cannot be fixed. There'll be some fine-tuning legislation we'll be dealing with in the next week, 2 weeks. And by the way, the members, including the vice chairman of the budget committee, me, won't even see the language till hours before we vote. No time to analyze it. Certainly no time to have any input, and absolutely no time for public comment or hearing. How about that wonderful process?
Well, we should be...
You can't fix it. It just simply has got to be repealed.
This shouldn't be a surprise to you, because if I remember, there was a couple other bills coming through that you got them literally minutes, and it wasn't the whole bill. It was just kind of a synopsis of the bill, like an hour before you had to vote on them. And that was big bucks.
Not even the legal language, just some language, just some analysis done by staff. The member does not even get to read it, Democrat member or Republican member. And that's the way it goes. I was working on that yesterday trying to ensure whatever we do with these final bills that we have time to analyze them and that there is an open hearing where the public can come and comment. And even the few instances where the public is allowed to comment, they get to speak for 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
And only four or five people get to speak for 2 minutes. Everybody else gets up to come to the microphone and say, I'm for it or against it. Thank you, bye. That is no public scrutiny. That is no public analysis. That is no thorough review. And it is an absolute disaster and an abomination of the legislative process.
This is bureaucratic thuggery at its very best.
Well, they run the state now, and with these kinds of things, they're going to run it even more. And in terms of the fire fee, the $90 fine, that's less than $150. It still can go to $150. And there's certain tiers, you know, if you do have a local district, you'll pay a little bit less. You know, the board, God love them, have tried to make the best of a bad picture. I grant that. But it's still something that makes no sense. And in the bottom line, it is very simply about one thing, getting more money for the general fund to be spent on other than fire safety, period.
Let's just call it what it is. It's a tax. I don't see why it's so hard. Just say it. Just say, hey, it's a tax.
It is a tax, and Howard Jarvis taxpayers, God love them, will be taking action.
Well, you know, just say it's a tax. That's what it is, and so just get ready. And if you don't like it, well, then change your government. Oh, you can't because we've changed the rules on how you can even change the government. So now we are we're voting. We voted in the sense of the two highest, you know, the two most vote getters. So you can take the Republicans completely off the ballot.
Well, you made a point quickly, and let me interject to change how you make laws. Now there's a full court press to limit and constrain the initiative process. That's the direct citizen participation in legislation, where they then can author it. Now there's an attempt to crank down and make it harder for the citizens to legislate through the initiative, referendum, and recall.
Of course, they don't want to do. They want to keep control of it. It's like as soon as you get control of an of the state that they have, now they can just keep pushing and pushing until they have, you know, so that it'll never change. You know, and there's no chance of it changing. You know, I don't understand why people don't see this. Except those.
Well, I certainly don't either, Carl. As I sit amongst those who were gullibly accepting all of this stuff without even question, without debate, it's very disturbing what we've come to. But the good news is there are folks who will stand up and fight for it, and there are citizens out there getting increasingly alarmed and wanting to assert their role in controlling government, such as the Tea Party, God love them. And they're not a bunch of right-wing crazies, nuts, or terrorists, as some have called them. Folks, the Tea Party is the average American. The average American that are finally disturbed enough that they want to take a greater hand. And you're going to fault them for that? I'm sorry. What about all those powerful special interests that descend on the Capitol every day? I don't hear too many people criticizing their high-powered lobbying and the dictatorial control they have over the legislative process. Go at a Tea Party.
Okay, well, let's take a break on that one. Okay, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and he's fired up this morning. I'm glad to hear it because we need passion in Sacramento to face up to what's going on down there. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. Everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the triathlon prep camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room.
KCNR1460. Yeah, we're going to bounce that drum. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lay at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. He is an optometrist of our choice. He's been in the business here for 20 years. He cares about his patients. No insurance? No problem. They're going to work with you. Also, they have glasses for the whole family. Again, Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And Jim, I have to admit, that was the most passion I've heard in your voice in years. I shouldn't say that.
Well,
and that's not a bad way. That's
I'm a fighter, my friend. Can I offer something personal, though? But this is something that it's for a message to the citizens. It's about our personal safety and the governor's realignment.
Yes, sir.
Well, Carl, Sunday morning, we get up, and we're working around the place. And then 10:30, Marilyn leaves to go be with her sister. I watch her drive up, going south on Truckee. And then a half hour later, I leave to go on into town to get the mail in Gerber, and then I have some errands to run. At 1 o'clock, I get a call from my sister-in-law. They live 200 yards away from us. She said, "Jim, what time did you leave?" And I said, "I left about 11 or so." Well, somewhere between 11 o'clock and 1, when brother-in-law and sister-in-law got home from church, someone broke into their home and took just everything, just absolutely everything. Okay. Nice, quiet, country environment, wonderful neighbors. We watch over each other all of the time. As Marilyn drove up to Pomona to Truckee, she saw a car parked there, kind of a dirty green car with a couple of kind of scurvy-looking dudes sitting there. They both turned their backs when she came by. One was inside the car, one was outside. The outside guy pretended like he was feeding a horse. Marilyn didn't think of it, went on her way. Well, they were staking the place out. And they had been for a long time, that's quite certain. And they knew when Larry and Ellen left, and they knew when Marilyn left, and they knew when I left. And then they hit. My point in all of that, folks, you have to step up your personal security. The security that you have an employee around your personal premises, around you personally and your families. And this is happening right now. These are drug folks, no doubt about it. And there's some other dimensions to it as well. The point is, there are going to be 28,000 more of these individuals out in the streets by this time next year, and 2 years later, 110,000 of them. We are all at risk. This is but an example. Beware, be wary, take precautions, and please continue to communicate with your families all over California about this so they put pressure on the legislators. There's only two answers to the fire fee and this public safety realignment. It is to repeal it. And we'll only be able to repeal it when the citizens get mad enough to put enough pressure on the doggone legislature.
You're absolutely right. And the fact is that people in the chat room are cheering you on there when you were talking about the people having to take back their government, which the government is fighting like hell. The bureaucrats there and the are fighting like hell to keep us away from running the government, which is the way it should be. And we have been talking about that. We have, of course, we have a group of people, a committee made up of the sheriff and the chief of police and a number of others that are trying to get ready for this influx of hoodlums coming down to us. The first group comes in October, but I think we're looking anywhere from 25 to 35 right here in Shasta County. And that's just the first group. And it's going to continue that much every month. Until
all the state sheriffs are meeting up in Redding today, and they're going to get an earful.
increasingly, members of the state sheriff, individual sheriffs, are starting to speak out against this. Sheriff Basenko has, you know, he's been solidly voicing concerns about it all the time. He and I talk day and night, late as 11 o'clock at night, about this stuff. The state sheriffs are meeting. Their association has embraced this terrible thing, feeling maybe they have no choice because the governor wants it. Well, I'm sorry. There's certain things you have to just fight back. And some of the sheriffs are starting to speak out, too, saying this is no good. And I know our chiefs are concerned. Chief Hansen and I have been on your show several times talking about this.
Yeah, everybody's concerned about this. The public defender, the probation department, everybody is how are we going to do this? Where are we going to get the money, first of all? You know, it's supposed to be coming down, but, you know, how long is that going to last? Where are we going to house these people when they come in? What kind of programs are going to be? And we're having problems as it is with just taking care of what we have. I mean, we're kind of like that thin edge. Let's just throw another 30 people a month, not once, but every month on us and see how works.
And they're not low-level offenders, folks. They're not low-level offenders.
I just can't, you know, they're what do they call them,
non-serious, non-violent.
Non-sex. Right now. But I don't believe
that. But, Garrett, let me tell you, that's a lie, too, because that means the immediate offense that got them in prison is non-serious violent, is not a serious and violent. However, they might have had five or six previous ones that were, folks. That is very predictive of future behavior, even if your last offense was only a petty theft.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break here for the news. Jim, when we come back, I'd like to talk about the bill that's introduced to get those veterans homes built, and I want to talk also some redistricting questions and a couple other things. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. This is Carl Lindebaugh, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. A revised forecast for Hurricane Irene, still targeting North Carolina on Saturday and perhaps Maryland's eastern shore on Sunday. Forecasters say a lot of people will eventually feel the impact of Irene.
On that path, it's going to bring adverse weather to all of the metropolitan areas in the Northeast Corridor from Washington, Baltimore, all the way up through Boston. And, of course, New York's included in that.
Bill Reed of the National Hurricane Center. Where is Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi? As the rebellion continues its push into Tripoli, there are conflicting answers.
Rebel fighters in the streets saying they have him holed up in a series of apartment buildings along with two of his sons in Tripoli near Colonel Gaddafi's compound. Spokesman for Gaddafi saying that's not true. He's fine and safe and healthy.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tripoli, where a gunfight broke out in a neighborhood that has been a stronghold for Gaddafi loyalists. Rebels also reportedly took aim on a high-rise where a loyalist gunman was said to be stationed. Fox News, we report... You decide.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And we are so happy to have you in the chat pack this morning, as well as listening. And our phone line is open if you'd like to care to call KCNR 1460 at 605-4567. Currently 74 degrees here on this beautiful day of the 25th of August. And we're looking to reach about 98, but actually we're looking like the temperature is raising to, now they're saying around 101. So we are going to reach the triple digits. On the phone, one of our favorite people, Jim Nelson, welcome back to the program.
You bet.
Okay, Jim, you know, a lot of things are going on here. You know, just with the redistricting, we realize that you are still our representative at a minimum till December of 2012. If nothing else happens, no legal challengers or whatever.
Yes, sir. Doug LaMalf and I will still be working for you till then.
Well, we're really happy about
yes,
that.
Yes, we are.
What do you think about the redistricting?
Well, you know, for the North State, the lines are okay. There is it's some of the stupid things like taking Shasta over in, Siskiyou over into the North Coast. That ended. So there's a community of interest, but it really offends me to see splitting up Tehama and Shasta County. You know, that's a community of interest that's been very historic for a heck of a long time. And then for the Senate district that Doug represents to go clear down into Rancho Cordova, you know, that's kind of a stretch as far as I'm concerned. But all that said, you know, for the people of the North State, it's not a harmfully done redistricting.
Okay. I know we've had Senator Gaines on and Assemblyman Logue have been on, so we could kind of get to know who they are and what they think and what they're for. So it's their values is appears to be consistent with a lot of the values up here in the North State.
Yeah, you're not going to see any changes between Dan and Ted and Jim and Doug. The philosophically and how we feel about issues that are important to the North State, we're in alignment.
Okay, now. There's been a bill introduced, I believe, to try to get the funding for the veterans' homes.
Yes, there are actually two of them, I'm cautiously optimistic. What this is about is the funding to ensure that we don't have a full one-year delay in the opening of the homes. You know, the agreement that I was able to accomplish as a member of the Budget Conference Committee and vice chair of the Budget Committee was a three-month delay instead of 1 year, and everybody felt that was just fine. And then at the last minute, in the dark of night, it was wiped out, put back to a year with no vote of the legislative body. The committee that voted it in didn't even have a chance to vote it out, and nobody had a chance to say, hey, we like this or don't. Well, now these bills would try to replace that. So we would only be delayed 3 months. And again, I'm cautiously optimistic. The veterans groups are rallying behind them, and let's just hope that we are successful.
Well, let's hope so. The fact is a lot of work's been done, that, you know, people don't realize is that once it starts, you know, gets off that track, you know, to delay the opening, if it once, because the building's going to be finished from what I understand. And the only thing then will be is you're going to have caretakers in there or somebody to watch the place. Otherwise, it'll become inhabited probably by many of the people that get released under the realignment program. Who knows?
Okay, that's absolutely right.
So it looks like then you're cautiously optimistic that that money will come back in.
Yes, and I'm still trying to get the welcome home funding restored, too. You know, we did get it restored last year, the full funding. They'll still have a couple of million. We wanted the eight, and we did get it last year. I don't know. That's still an uphill battle for us to get that over the goal line.
Well, you know, it's amazing how, you know, the VA, the federal VA, trumpeted how much money was going to the North State for homeless veterans, and yet not one penny went above Sacramento. And but now it appears that there's a veterans group that's achieved a grant from, I believe, I'm not sure if it's the VA or some other place that's going to help take care of the homeless up here in the North State. I don't know if you.
I hadn't heard of that, Carl. I'll have my staff look into it.
Yeah,
that's good news.
Yeah, that just happened. We just had Bob Dunlap on today, and he said so. It looks like that they're going to be having something on September 1st. That's going to be able to help the homeless veterans. So that was a good step forward. But it wasn't anything, you know, we realized that the state has a finite amount of resources and an infinite amount of ways to spend money. But it's really difficult for a lot of us to understand where their priorities are.
Yeah. And you don't mind getting a bush job, but you don't want to be shaved bald. analogy there.
Okay.
You don't want to be shaved bald. We've got to have something here, folks. Come on.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. When we come back, we're going to talk budget and a couple other things, too. This is Free Fire Radio.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake. All of us tourists covered with oil.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:43 in the morning, August the 25th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, great conversation. Discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Go down and see D.C. Tim and the Man in Black right off Athens Avenue. Hey, our guest today is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And, Jim, you know, some questions have come in. I know we don't have you for much more time. A couple of questions have come in and talked about the email or snail mail. What's the best way to what has more of an impact on the
representatives? Email or snail mail. All of it is really important, and all of it is read and considered. So the fundamental point is, if you do a written expression of your own, then that has a whole lot more value than if you just sign a card or a petition, though. So the snail mail, hey, that fine. You know, I'm a handwritten kind of guy, and I like to hold books and not read it off of screens. But the emails are reviewed also. So it is all as important, and it is all instructive to your legislator.
Okay.
I can't read them all. Doug can't read them all. We scan through them, you know. Our staff bring those to attention, and they look at more closely than we do. And they always bring us letters and emails that they think we ought to directly, personally respond to, and we do a lot of that, both of us.
Has technology, another question, has technology played a lot, and is it playing a bigger role in your in running your office?
Oh, absolutely. Just like every business, you have to get into the new age. I mean, I feel like I'm a Rip Van Winkle dealing with my boys and how they deal with technology, you know. But I've gotten to the level of semi-competence, so, you know, but it's critical. It absolutely is. And it's wonderful in many ways. It has its deficiencies. I have an aversion to Facebook and Twitter because you never know where the heck your message is going. You know, there's some control that you don't have of your lives when you are subjected to this vast communications world. And I have my apprehensions about it, but we have to get with the program. That's and use it to your own advantage.
Okay, all right. We wanted to talk about water, the water situation.
Well, it's a little ways off, and we've got plenty of water. But that hard wrought water, the new water plan of 2 years ago, and I've talked in the show an awful lot about it. And we got a number of things in it, like money for storage of water, surface water, and our area of origin protections. And we didn't give the Delta Stewardship Council dictatorial control over all California water, particularly upstream, the water in the Northern California counties of origin. Now this administration is going to start trying to tinker with that. I guarantee you they're going to go after and get rid of the storage money. And the bond that we'll be voting on in 2012 is problematic as it is, because most of the money goes to an environmental candy store of projects that really will not help the water needs long-term in California. And you take the bond out, then the money for storage, then that just makes it really easy to argue to defeat that bond. And that's what I would do. I would campaign against it. And then these other provisions that will give more power to the Delta Stewardship Council, to the Water Resources Control Board, and DWR. They've got too much power right now. So there's going to be an attempt to undo that. It's not imminent. It'll start next year, though, and we're going to be talking a lot about that prospectively.
Okay. Okay, last question here. I've got something here that says Jerry Brown is looking... He's proposing a new corporate tax package, and we've had When Logue was on, he talked about we're losing businesses out of California one a day, and then when they went down to see how can they stop this hemorrhaging, and now Jerry Brown wants to propose a new corporate tax package.
It's all simply about more money for government. Here, not a month ago, we were able to stop a $58 billion tax increase. Now we're back at it again. Have to have more taxes. We're going to tax the corporations more. Yep, that battle, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be in a pitched battle over more taxes. And again, I'm suggesting to my colleagues, stand fast. Absolutely no. Do not put up any vote for tax increases. That is not the answer to our budget problem. And, in addition, nothing yet significant has happened in this year to do anything to unburden our businesses that are discouraging them to invest in California. The regulatory reform bills that are alive and are moving along are of small consequence. They're not the big things that need to be done. So we have not addressed the things that are dampening the economy in California, and now we're going to raise the taxes again. I think not. I believe we'll have the votes to stop it.
Well, it's a Brown's proposal on this thing. Builds on Senate Bill 116 by our favorite Senator De Leon. And that's it hasn't been voted on. But the California Chamber of Commerce, California Taxpayers Association, and California Manufacturers and Technology Association opposed the bill. What Brown's working on something, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom's working on something. Who's in charge out there, Jim?
Well, the governor carries a lot of weight, but fortunately he doesn't have enough votes in the legislature so far to raise our taxes. And
good.
I'm going to hope that we can hang in there the next couple of weeks, and I'm certainly going to be circling around the corral to make sure all the gates are shut and we don't get any of our members to jump that fence.
I like that. Bus.
Well, we always appreciate you being on. Assemblyman Nielsen,
thanks.
You're very reachable to the public, which is to us is a primary concern, of course. People need to be able to talk to their representatives, and you're always there.
Well, you give the North State their voice, too, because they get to call in and let us know what's on their minds. We appreciate you folks, too. Have a great day, Carl, Linda, and
you
North State citizens.
Great. Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and finish up with some good news.
Some feeling good stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a check on what's happening on the East Coast, too, really fast. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. KCNR 1460.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
A
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Mighty Power.
No, I won't.
Got to read this to you guys because, you know, this is a great way to kind of close out the show, even though we have just a few, we have a weather update and then Carl has something. Oxycontin is the hormone of relaxation, of feeling good about life, feeling whole and connected. It increases the level of satisfaction in the life of a woman. We women, in short, rely heavily on this hormone. So how do we raise the levels of Oxycontin? Well, there's several ways, and you're going to find out through Trudy Pratt's Positively Healthy article that is today. It is going on today in the front of the health section of the Record Searchlight. And Trudy, of course, has a show, a Positively Healthy, here on KCNR on Saturdays at 10 o'clock. Very informative. But what I love about this is that, you know what? Shopping is a way to raise our Oxycontins. Holding a baby, seeing friends, doing dishes, cooking. It's on and on. It's, yeah, talking. I mean, there's certain things that make us feel good. We're men, there's a whole thing on men in caves. But Bob is going to be telling us a weather update and what's happening on the East Coast.
Well, Linda, we just checked the National Hurricane Center. Hurricane Irene, a major Category 3 storm, sustained wind 70-plus, gusts to 115, which makes it a major Cat 3 storm. It is currently moving through the Bahamas. They're getting lashed pretty hard. And it is currently on track to hit Cape Hatteras in North Carolina, and a hurricane watch in effect along the North Carolina coast from Surf City to the Virginia border. Storm watches further north. The models kind of diverge after that, but most of the eastern seaboard right now under watch as Irene continues to develop.
Thank you so much. And let me go back and do a correction. It's oxytocin.
Not Oxycontin.
Had me going there for a minute.
Yeah, I was looking. I was going, whoa, no wonder people are feeling good when they go shopping there.
That's a stage three right there.
That's right.
No, oxytocin. I'm sorry, you guys.
It's a hormone. It's a hormone in your system.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And there's certain things that really help women. This is what makes women feel good.
Bob and I are looking at each other going, let me check this one out.
Oxytocin is the stuff they give women to induce labor. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's all this stuff.
Or help it along, yeah.
There we go. So there's a great article. And I've got, of course, my glasses.
Okay, now we have our friends at Classy Cafe. The ladies down there are such good people.
Yeah.
And they're having on Friday, August 26th, which is tomorrow, from 5 to 9 p.m. They only do it once a month. They have their international dinner. And they're going to have lasagna, Schweinebraten, which is marinated German pork roast. They're going to have catfish, meatloaf, chicken enchiladas, and hand-cut New York steak. All of this is going to be there tomorrow between 5 to 9 p.m. It's on 2427 Athens Avenue. Classique Cafe is spelled with a K.
Carl, it has been my pleasure to know Kathy and Millie for over 20 years now, and they so honor the veterans. If you go down there and look at the walls, it is like going, it is living history on those walls, and a lot of veterans hang out there, but they so support the vets community.
Always hugs.
Yeah.
Hey, tonight, Thursday night, On the Spot with Linda Bott. Love it. This is the night that Enjoy magazine is going to come on. Their brand new issue came out. 60 years they're celebrating. I mean, 60
issues.
It's the 60th or 66th issue. Somewhere in there. But it's a fabulous issue. You don't want to miss everything that this Enjoy. And when they come on 6 o'clock tonight, you're going to be hearing a lot of good side, inside information of what's going on in the North State. That's 6 o'clock tonight and On the Spot with Linda Bott. So we want to thanks We want to thank the folks and Enjoy. And coming up tomorrow on our show in the morning, of course, we have a guest host, Mark Beecham, and he has got some incredible guests lined up.
That's right. Mark's got Robbie Cleary from Cleary's.
She's
going to talk about her new restaurant, which
that's
is right
fabulous.
Down the street.
The way it's looking on the outside, looks like it's going to be a good
Lazy
hang.
Lazy 69 Ranch.
Lazy 69
Ranch. And you hear their ads here. Lazy 69 Ranch won the coveted best organic egg
in the nation.
No. Not the state, not the county. It was in the
eggs
nation.
And their beef is
their
spectacular.
Beef, but eggs for sure.
Yeah.
And there's going to be an author on that's just written a book about the marijuana conditions and the situations or the wars right up here in the North State.
Well, we're waiting for our motley crew here. They're going to show up in about just any minute now. If you're driving by and you've got the radio on and you're listening, you know that on Market Street is where our station is, and we've got the crew. We're heading to Yosemite, very excited about that, and taking off with some fun people who've got – we're going to share lots of stories.
That's right. And again, as always, Elk Killer has a group of people that stays with them. And it stays with her, and you know, because we just can't, you know, turn her loose without, you know, adult supervision. Yay. Oh, boy, there are
okay,
people coming
one.
In.
She's got her helmet on and everything. Woo-hoo! Okay, so it's going to be Pam and Rick Hill. You guys have planned the trip.
Yes.
We've got six or eight bikes going, I think.
Yep.
How many?
Let's see. Six.
Six.
There you go.
Okay, so that'll be perfect. Nice group of people. And
a reshoot of the
Here's
Wild
Rick!
Bunch.
Right. Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.